Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Yesterday's brief polar plunge eased thanks to sunshine at first and then some moderating southwest winds yesterday afternoon and clouds increasing ahead of a weak, fast-moving storm broadly located over us this morning. Along with keeping temperatures in the single numbers and teens above zero overnight, it has dusted the region with some light, flaky snow, mostly just an inch or two, a little more across the higher terrain. The light snow is already diminishing to snow showers, and as this minor system moves to our east this afternoon, the snow showers will be mainly over the higher terrain, and some breaks of sun will develop in the valleys. Farther to the northwest, our next Arctic front extends from western Quebec into the Great Lakes. It'll be pushing southeast through the region overnight, delivering the next brief but biting blast of Arctic air, sending thermometers into the single numbers and teens below zero in the north by tomorrow morning and the single digits barely above in the south. A brisk northwest airflow tomorrow will limit any warming, mostly some single digits north and teens south, and then heading well below zero tomorrow night into Thursday morning. High pressure will be cresting over us, but like previous episodes, the cold will not last. This high will move off to the east, and a brisk but milder southwest airflow warms us considerably as we get into Thursday night and Friday, heading for the 20s and low 30s on Friday in advance of the next moisture-starved cold front. It will make a marginal attempt at some snow showers, but as this front nears the New England coast, we'll be watching a storm blossoming over the western Atlantic east of the Carolinas. This storm is expected to track north and could bring some snow, possibly some significant snow, especially to eastern areas, to start the weekend. It all depends on the track of the storm. This far out, it's a little too uncertain. The storm's circulation, regardless, will keep moderately cold air over us into early next week. Getting back to the forecast details, you can look for the light snow and snow showers to be gradually tapering off, retreating to the mountains, additional amounts less than an inch. Clouds will start breaking for some sun, especially in western and southern valleys, highs in the 20s north, near 20 in the St. Lawrence Valley, and in the low 30s south. Tonight, clearing in southern valleys, remaining partly cloudy through the north and mountains, it will be colder. Lows 5 to 15 below zero from the Adirondacks and Route 2 north, 20 below in the cold spots, 10 below to 5 above south of Route 2. For Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds through the north and mountains, and mostly sunny in southern valleys, quite cold. Highs in the single digits north, near zero over the higher terrain, and reaching the teens south. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.